Jesus' name. We now ask that you would just anoint these words that you have given your servant, Lord God. They taste your servant, your mouthpiece right now in the name of Jesus. God bless these people. Most of the unbroken today. For in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the words of my mouth, in the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. And in the sight of this family, in Jesus' name,
Jesus' name.
I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Dr. Luke records for us in the fourth chapter of Luke, the temptation of Jesus, where he was in the desert and he taught us how to fight our battles. He taught us how to go up against the evil one. And he just came out and told us that man does not live by bread alone. You gotta learn to speak the word over your life. You gotta learn how to take your presence to the Lord and leave him. You gotta learn how to bind Satan in the name of Jesus. Some of us just talk to him. And they're not knowing who we're playing with. So we say things to them that have no effect on them. But the Bible says that we can bind them in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that we can put him under our feet. Jesus just starts his ministry by showing us how to do it. We would just get up every morning and determine in our heart that I'm going to speak the word over myself. I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. No matter what the devil says to me, no matter how I feel, no matter what's going on in my world, I'm going to speak the name of Jesus. He shows us how to fight. But you see, you can't fight, and you can't fight unless you get over to verse 18. Because you'll go out into the desert and get yourself jacked up. He'll jack you up out there. Next thing you know, you won't be coming back to church no more. Next thing you know, you start calling your family. Next thing you know, you start loving yourself. Next thing you know, you start hurting yourself. But you have to understand what it says in verse 18. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I wonder today, how many are fighting their battles in the Spirit of the Lord? Oh yeah, you're going to the desert. If you're not going to the desert, you're on your way to the desert. That's where the Lord teaches you. That's where the Lord shows you how to look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Oh, the desert is a dry place, but the word says that you just learn to lean on the Lord. Remember not the former things. He says he'll take your deserts and make them into the rivers. Oh, who believes that today? Who believes that today? The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Oh, God. He said that the Spirit has to be upon you, upon you. Do y'all realize that the Lord Jesus, the master of the universe, didn't go out and say, I can handle it by myself. He called on the Father. And he called on the Holy Spirit. He said, we got this. And we have to learn to fight our battles. The master of the universe. Yeah, he probably could. I'm pretty sure he could. But he's trying to show you something today. Even though he was humbled and came through a womb. Even though he was humbled and came in a manger. He did not exalt himself above the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He could have done it. Sometimes we think we can do it. We get out there and get jacked up in the desert. He knew what to do in the desert. He called on. He got the Spirit.
Glory to God.
The Lord. Is upon me. If you would learn to fight your battles today, if you would learn to trust in the Lord, just like you say you do, if you would learn to handle your business the right way, he will fight your battles. Let me tell you something about this thing. Some people have this exterior look about them that they got it in control. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
They look real good.
Yes.
They smell real good and they look like they got it together. But on the inside, they are nothing more than a mess. There's just an appearance of inner peace. Just the storms are raging in their life. And then you think you can call them and ask them for advice. Yes. They need to call you and ask you, can you pray for them? Pray for them. But no, because they have this look.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me you wouldn't call Michael Jackson if he said, give me a call. don't tell me you wouldn't call Whitney if she said, give me a call. When you should have been the one, she's calling and saying, pray for me. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. If you are a believer, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And He's shown you how to use it if you just take authority in your life.
Amen.
Everybody got a Bible?
Yes.
Pick it up. Pick it up. We're going to start saying this every time we see one another. Repeat after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is a lamp to my feet.
It is a lamp to my feet.
And a light unto
my path.
You say it like you mean, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is a lamp to my feet.
And a light to my path.
Give God the glory of my feet. I know you want to turn to Esquire. I know you want to turn to Duke Q. I know you want to turn to Anthony. I know you want to find out what's going on. But I guarantee you, if you pick it up in the morning, yes.
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 It is my Bible.
Yes.
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 Hallelujah. It's time to die. And you know he'll catch you even though you don't pick it up in the morning. You'll run right on out there. Get checked up.
Amen.
And he still keeps you from
revolving. Yes.
Oh, you ought to just stop and give him some praise. Because you know he don't give you what you deserve. You know he don't give you what you ought to get. You know he don't get what you should get. He gives you some grace every day.
Yes.
Every day is a busy day. You know, folks in jail. You know, I read about this pastor who was working with these inmates. And despite their incarceration physically, they found out about what Dr. Jesus was saying when he said he came to set the captives free. Even though they were in a physical restraint, they learned that even though they couldn't go where they wanted, in their mind with the Lord, they were free. They were free. And they had decided that this is my Bible. And it's a lamp to my feet. And a guide to my path. No one can obtain freedom or release themselves from anything unless they expect to have a higher servitude. You were serving sin. The devil had you. The devil was making you sick on the inside. And you were his servant. And the only way you get rid of that is to take a higher servitude. A higher place. You said you have to reach up to the Lord. He will reach down to you. And you are not.
My God.
going to be left where you are. There's no such thing as an entirely free man. That's impossible. If you are doing nothing else, you think you're serving yourself. But let me tell you something today. Somebody hear me. You might think you're big and bad. You might think you got it going on. You might think you don't need nobody else. I'm just talking about myself. I know what the Lord will do. I know what the Lord will do. You are just serving sin. I don't know nothing about it. I'm just telling you what it did for me. I thought I was all of that. Somebody said, and I said, oh no, I got it. Today Jesus clarifies his passage. I'll have time to fill the time. But Jesus clarifies his passage today, amen. And he clarifies his purpose today in your heart. And he came to set the captives free. And you have to understand that there's a list of inmates on this list that he's trying to get off. It's not all about physical prison. It's not all about physical pastor. He's trying to set the captives free. Just like those inmates that were restrained from going where they wanted. They realized what he was talking about. They realized that they needed to be preached to. They realized that they needed to be taught. They realized that they needed to understand that this is my Bible.
Yes.
And I saw it to my past.
Yes.
The list of inmates goes on and on. Christ includes the bonds of the imprisoned. Listen to this list. It imprisons our souls. Mm-hmm. It will imprison your family.
Yes.
It imprisons you.
Yes.
Ultimately, the devil, all he wants to do, somebody say, amen. I said now,
amen.
All the devil wants to do is destroy and kill.
Yes.
You can play with him, yes. He's going to destroy it, and he's going to kill it. Just like Pastor said, our young men, they need us to step up. They need us to pray in a way that we've never prayed before. The devil's not praying anymore. He's got even believers captive. Don't know how to take authority. Don't know how to put the devil under their feet. Just keep on acting like I wish I could do something. God said that you are free and those that are free are free. Keep being a captive then. If the Lord, if the God of this universe, if the maker of heaven and earth said you were free. Somebody come out and keep being back. Think of me. In your mind. In your soul. In your family. In your thinking. He brings good tidings to the meek. Somebody say, you'll set you free.
Set you free.
These good times to the repentant.
Yes.
If you turn around.
Yes.
Yes. Here's the cavalry. Stop looking this way. Stop looking that way. Stop wondering what your buddy's doing. Stop wondering if you missed this or if you missed that. Uh-huh. Set your face. Set your purpose.
Yes.
Oh. Can I just teach a couple minutes?
Yes.
Can I teach a couple minutes? You got your Bible?
Yes.
Open it up. Oh, you're going to see a blessing here. It just says in 1 Peter, we get to learn a couple things in these first couple of verses that you probably never noticed before. So I read it. It says in 4:16, it says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And his custom was he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. All right, verse, I can teach you that for 3 weeks. How about that this morning? But I want to tell you something. Look what it says. He says, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. You see, sometimes you gotta lean away from the family. Sometimes you gotta lean away from the familiar. Sometimes you gotta lean away from those that don't believe that you're different now. Sometimes you gotta just put that stuff behind you. You can keep loving them. You can keep praying for them. You can keep caring for them. But sometimes you got to leave it. And you got to leave it in there and see what Jesus did. He went out into the distance. And then before he got back home, somebody said before he got back home. Before he got back home, he all started lifting up the name of the Most High God. He started healing. He started preaching. He started teaching. Oh, they already knew about him. They knew that Joseph's son was doing some strange things. And and even I think the Lord was giving them a chance to accept him. To accept him. Because you know how it is when you go back home. They be looking at you like this. They be looking at you like this. They still looking at you, little Judy. I don't know where they are. They think he's coming back. They think he's coming back. But glory be to God. Glory. Glory be to God. He's dead. Even though he was master of the universe, he was just discouraged, but he taught us, he teaches us. You got to go out. Go out. Go ahead and just bless the Lord. Go ahead and just bless the Lord. And then when it's time to go home.
Yes. My God.
Y'all didn't miss the first one, right?
Yes.
The family sometimes, they won't come along with y'all.
That's right.
They
won't
believe
that's
you
right.
all the time.
Right.
They they'll forget you. That boy. You're a good boy. You're a good little Junior. Christ knew this. He didn't hear straight from Nazareth. Because it says there, and he came from Nazareth. And if you touch the scriptures, you'll find out that he had already been working for the Lord. When they come off the dead, he's already blessing the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that was in him. So when he got home, he just by some chance they might receive him.
Yes. Lord.
Oh, but we'll get discouraged.
Yes.
When the Lord says, there's nothing new. Every evil, every temptation, he has taken to the cross. He'll put it there for you. He knows how you feel when the family won't act right. He knows how you feel when it seems like you've been doing all that you can do and nothing seems to be changing. But I'm here to tell you right now, the master of the universe says, I can do it and you can do it. I say you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you because I died.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there. Put your family in place now. The right way. Give it to God.
Yes.
Hear me today. If you hear me today, God's going to bless you.
Yes.
If you hear me today, God's going to turn things around for you.
Yes.
Give it to God. Don't take it back out of here today.
Amen.
Take it back out of here today. Don't look at me like this. Oh, they carried it back out. I still got that. It was his custom. Somebody say his custom.
His custom.
His custom. He went into the synagogue. Somebody say he went to church. Oh, y'all missed me. I say he said he went to church to bless the Lord on the Sabbath day. He didn't have no bedside Baptist. Somebody else gonna tell me what they listened to on the radio, what they saw on the television. The master went to church.
Yes.
He did not forsake the fellowship of the saints.
Yes.
They are assembling of themselves.
Yes.
They didn't do like the rest of the world, do like the heathens do.
Yes.
And think that they can, oh, I know Jesus. He's a good guy. The master to give up.
Yeah.
This is custom.
Mm.
to somebody. It wasn't like he did it on Easter.
Oh, I felt like Christmas was a... This Christmas I gotta go to church. Mother thing. It was his custom to go and give God glory. And if we would learn, no matter what comes my way, I don't care if this hurts, the old toe, the old coin, the old callus, the old bunion, the old arthritis, the old sacrodiliac, if you learn how to praise the Lord, if you make it your custom.
If you're set free today, then you will realize that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. It's upon you, and He has anointed you to do what He has called you to do. Can't nobody take it from you. Can't nobody keep you from your appointment. You'll be on fire for the Lord. You'll walk through fire for the Lord. I'm telling you right now, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you'll come out of that wilderness. You'll be almost wishing you'd go back in. Because you've learned how to trust in the Lord. You learn how to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, I'm going to bless His holy name. I'm just trying to encourage you today. I'm just trying to encourage you. There's so much I can teach you just from these two verses, but we're out of time. But I'm here to tell you right now. I'm here to tell you right now, if you just learn.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What the Lord said, just these first 16 verses. Mm-hmm. Oh, he went into the desert. The devil messed with him. Mm. And he's going to mess with you. Stop whining.
Yes.
Just know that he wants to kill you.
That's
just know it.
Just know
if you knew that the devil was going to kill you, or do you think it's real? If you knew somebody was breaking into your house to come kill you, I'm sure you would do something about it.
Yes.
I know that. I'd be going to the next one. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. So we don't believe it's coming. So we play with it. We'll play with it. And we won't do what the Lord say do in those situations when we're in the wilderness. We'll make a compromise. We'll go ahead and run with the fellas. We'll go ahead and do what everybody else is doing. We'll just go along to get along. When the Lord said, get behind me. Morning. Every morning. Mm-hmm. You might not think you're in a battle. Mm-hmm. You may not think the wilderness is before you. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, somebody pray with me. The Lord is my shepherd. He created us a little low one. Then the angels. He crowned us with glory. And honor. He made us to have glory on and put it all. So I said,
all things
under my feet. He created the devil. Pastor said, the devil can't do nothing but what you let him do. The Bible says he created the devil and you can put him under
your feet.
So why are you jacking us up? My question for you as I take my seat today, are you
completely
full?
Jesus.
Thank you. I know you got your Gucci look on. You can see that.
Go ahead.
You're no faith. Are you set free? Because if you're set free, he that has you set free, you the Lord, the God of the universe, he who Christ set free is free. If you're captive to that thing, you put in the word. I can put in a few for you.
self-esteem.
Come on, Alma.
No self-esteem. No respect for yourself. No respect for your family. No love for anybody else. Your sin. You keep going back to your sin. Even when you repent, you turn around and head right back to the spot again. If you're not free, you will keep doing it. It'll be a continual pattern. He who the Son sets free comes from me. God make it come.
Yeah.
He can break the bond.
Yes.
He can break it. He can break the thing that's been jacking up your family. He can break it. In you, in thee, O Lord, he says. Yes. David says, I will put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, I'm set free. And David was a perfect man. And everybody who read know that David was jacked up, was a trap. But the Lord said he still was a man. After his own heart. Whoa! You mean I don't have to be perfect? You mean I don't have to be all good and do shoot? You mean I've never made a mistake before? Stop thinking that. The Lord said, give it to me.
Give it to
me. Give it to me today. Give it to me today. Put it under your feet. Bind the devil. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere the Son is free indeed, family. Are you still free?
Yes.
Give God a hand clap of praise.